Music on Rock and Soul Gospel with Chris McIntosh. Coming up right now is Project Independence with John Ryan on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
How are you, Otto? You've been saying a little earlier, we've had a busy week, a busy PI week.
Very busy, Project Independence.
But it was very informative. It was a tremendous program. Yesterday was it Wednesday?
What was it, Monday? They had the New York State Emergency Preparedness
right, that's when...
over at Clinton Martin Park, and it was really, really very well done. And the bottom line is you can't prepare for every emergency,
no.
But you can at least have your mind trained a little bit so you can think if it does happen, how you're going to handle it.
And not lose control. The whole purpose is just to basically stay calm, whether you have this package or the knapsack that they gave away. Know that, you know, help will be there. It's just to stay calm. The worst situations occur when people just lose control, and then you're not thinking with your mind anymore. And that's one of the wonderful things of Project Independence. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help people age in place. And it's programs like what Otto was just talking about that help educate the seniors on how to survive. That would be a disaster, whether it's natural or unnatural, man-made, etc. And also, on a simpler note, we have transportation for shopping, transportation for medical visits, social workers, exercise programs, programs for your mind, and lectures. It goes on and on.
Yeah, I like to point out that Project Independence doesn't do a lot of these things, but they facilitate and they cut through the system to help you find the things that you may need at any given time, really, due to health or any other problem you might have.
It's
fixing the light bulb.
Yeah, exactly. 311.
Right.
Any questions you have, you call 311 and say, if we don't have a partner, we'll find a partner. We'll hook you up somehow with the information. Today, we're very lucky to have Lindsay Orsi with us. And Lindsay is with a program called, it's a kinship program.
Yes.
That covers both Nassau and Suffolk County. And it's really something that, in my mind, is so important because we're going to focus on today is youth, but there's other areas also within it, but
right.
Where you're taking a young child. And I know even the town, we have a mentor program, but we're taking children at risk.
Right.
And trying to help them. I mean, and there's no greater thing you can do. In fact, there's there was something, I'm not saying it right, but there's a saying that a man can't be taller than when he bends to help a child. Something like that. And it was really, it's a tremendous point. First, I want to say good morning to Lindsay.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
No, and I appreciate and thank you for all the work that you do with this. We're going to start off with a very basic question.
Okay.
How did Lindsay get involved in this? Because I think this is a tremendous program, but programs are only as good as the people who work there. Mm-hmm. And you're one of those people. So how'd you get involved?
You know, I've had some personal experience as a foster parent and know what it's like to be kind of almost lost in the shuffle and trying to figure out how to manage the system and work through it and find the communication piece and aspect of it. And when the Leadership Training Institute was looking to hire a case manager for this particular program, I just had to be a part of this program, and so lucky that that was allotted to me.
Wow. But that's always the case. And we always say this, when you own the job, and there's no better person, no better caseworker to have on any sort of a program, whether it's kinship or something with seniors, than somebody who really wants to be there.
Right.
Just give us an overview. We're going to have questions, but just give us an overview of the program for our listeners.
Okay. Well, it's a free service to the kinship families. We provide case management and support services to those kinship families. Kinship really means those who are related by blood, adoption, or marriage.
Okay.
There are things called fictive kins, which is where there's a relationship, say, with a close family friend. So like you said earlier, those children who've been removed from their homes for a multitude of reasons now live with this relative or fictive kin. And so what we do is we work with those families to try and make their lives a little less stressful as possible. Navigating the local Department of Social Services, applying for financial assistance that might be available to them, trying to help them find community support resources, referrals throughout the community, and then most importantly, I think, is the support services we provide, where we have a support group for our caregivers, both in Nassau and Suffolk County, where they can kind of come together and realize, I'm not alone in this, and there are others out there who are going through this. You know, their situation might be a little different, but yet all are the same in some aspects.
Well, the causes of this kind of thing, obviously somebody can die, mm-hmm. but there are probably other reasons. Incarceration.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's a multitude of reasons. You know, there might be child protective services involved where there's some suspected abuse and neglect.
Okay.
That they bring the children out of the homes. It, like you said, the incarceration might be a deceased parent. You know, there are many reasons. Could even just be, I'm not ready to take care of my child yet. Mom, dad, can you raise my children for me? You know, there's a lot of different reasons.
Is there an age? Obviously, a child's born today, and it's one day old, mm-hmm. to 18 or 21 would be considered. What's the age group where it doesn't, you know, there is no age specifications within this kinship program?
You know, there really isn't any age specifications. You know, if, let's say you're 21 years old and you're out on your own, some families might not feel like they really need all that support,
okay.
because they're out at college or whatnot. A lot of our children that we're currently serving range from babies, infants, to about 17 at this moment.
How did somebody, like, do somebody legally have to say that, yes, you can be the person who takes care of this child? Or
that's a good point.
How does that happen?
I don't want my child anymore, God forbid. But that's to take me to it. It's a 7-year-old.
But you can take care of my child, John.
Right.
So can we just do this, like, informally?
Yep, that's exactly what it's called, is an informal. It's a voluntary thing where you're having someone else take care of that child for you.
But then money, et cetera. Now we're going to go to you and say we need some money for mm-hmm. education or for food, help with food, because it's another child I have, which is fine, but I really can't handle all the food costs associated with
it. Right. And that happens a lot. You know, there are programs out there such as WIC for those
WIC,
who are
I've
under
heard of
five. That's money for food. So
okay.
like formula, milk, things like that for the child. You can apply for food stamps or SNAP, as they call it, for additional money for food. You can apply for, there's a grant called the Child Only Grant for those who need that, a little extra quote-unquote rental assistance for the child, as well as KINGAP, which is there for those who are going towards guardianship. But there are special criteria for each of those, and so when we meet with a family, we sit down with them and we really kind of learn where they're at and match up what financial assistance would be best for them to move forward
okay.
with.
Just before, the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I meet with you, as you're saying, how does somebody get in touch with you? That's important.
Absolutely. You can call me at 516-483-3400. I'm at extension 22. You can also email me at lorsi@litny.org.
LITNY.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or LTI, sorry. LTINY.org.
Okay. Therefore, everybody listening, use a phone call instead.
Absolutely.
516-483-3400. And Lindsay is on extension 22. Honestly, because people listen and say, wait
Absolutely.
A minute, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And you forget it next week. So it's call this afternoon. They'll leave a message. And Lindsay will call you back as soon as she can. It could
Absolutely.
Be you know, within a couple of days, but you'll hear from her.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I try to get a hold of those who give a call very quickly, because I know how stressful it is to call a service and you don't hear from them for a while. And so I find it a point to be, I'm going to call you back as soon as I can, hopefully within that day if possible.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
But so basically what I'm hearing is you don't have to have a referral from somebody. You could just, if you hear about this kinship program and you're in that position, you can basically theoretically just walk in.
Right.
And discuss your situation with you and find out if there's anything that can be done to support your situation is what it comes down to.
Right. You know, we get referrals from community resources, you know, other agencies throughout the community, but also I get phone calls who just found our name online. You know, I Googled Kinship Care and you came up and I'm calling you because I need help. Please help me. You know, that happens a lot.
Right. Now, you're on the website. Was it
LTI.
Right. Leadership Training Institute, LTINY. And you could find out about more about the Kinship program on there as well.
Yes.
Because I did go on, and you have a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to list, you know, as much information as I could. You know, you don't want to get into the entire book worth of what we could do. But, yes, well, you can find us online.
Yeah, many times I personally, it's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You make this phone call.
Absolutely.
And it's so nice that Lindsay would call you back, because currently I'm doing a few things, and hit this one. First of all, it starts, do you speak English or Spanish? And then the first one is like A for this, B for this, C for this. You hit C, I should have been B. And honestly, and what you're dealing with is a grandparent, very possibly,
yes,
who's dealing with a 5-year-old. And the last thing they want is to concentrate on A to B to C. And is you want to talk to an operator and say, listen,
absolutely,
here's my situation, mm-hmm, and then get transferred to Lindsay.
Absolutely.
So that one part is just so, you know, for anybody,
mm-hmm,
so significant.
And with that said, you know, even just applying for financial assistance, you know, you go into the Department of Social Services and you get this booklet, and it is extremely overwhelming. You know, you already have all this other stuff going on, maybe with the biological parents, with
mm-hmm
the system.
Right, there's a reason why you have the child.
Exactly.
Ultimately, which is a whole different story.
Exactly. But when you look at this application, it's like, oh my goodness, what do I do? And so we'll sit down with you and we'll help you go through that. You know, we fill that application out a million times. You know, we're going to help you
go through that.
And that's
I mean,
amazing.
I know people who I've heard of where they actually had to have a lawyer help them apply because they couldn't do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So it's
a lot of these things, unfortunately, and that goes with Medicaid, that goes with for seniors even, on a separate issue. You know, when you're filling out some of these forms for Medicare, for the various supplements, it is draining.
It is.
And you're doing it once. You see, this is not your job. I mean, God forbid it happens. You have a situation that occurs in a family that they may have one or two children.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll become the custodian or the guardian for maybe 2 months, 2 years, whatever it's going to be. It's once in your life.
Right.
So when you get a 20, 30, 40-page booklet to start going through, check here. And it's legalese,
mm-hmm,
right? So it's not the easiest, what's your name and address? I can do that.
Right.
It's kind of like using a program on a computer that you use once a year, and you're supposed to be an expert on that program.
Yeah.
Because you forget everything.
Oh, it's very difficult.
You're not going to use it again.
And that's where Lindsay comes in.
Yes.
Which is so important that people, and we're just getting ready for a break, but anybody who wants to wind up going through the Kinship program would call Lindsay at 516-483-3400. And then go to extension 22, and you're going to get her voicemail, and she will call you back.
Absolutely.
But the important thing is, and we've said this many times in this program, you're not alone.
Right.
And it's so nice to have a voice.
Absolutely.
And you have a lovely voice on the other end of the phone saying, here, calm down. Here's what you can do, and here's how you help.
And we're here for you.
And that's the most mm-hmm important thing. And we're actually going to take an early break so that when we come back, Lindsay can tell us the various programs that are available, which is so important for families who are helping out in some sort of a foster or a kinship-type program. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.